UNT Healthcare plans to increase the living wage for its employees across the Triangle. Jason DeBruin reports the move comes during a strong economy with more competition for talented workers.
Meredith Pounds is a nursing assistant on the fourth floor of UNC Rex Hospital in Raleigh. As part of her duties, she checks patient vital signs.
This is the pulse ox machine, and it measures your oxygen saturation and your pulse.
After about 10 seconds comes the readout.
So you are at 99% oxygen. You're doing pretty good.
Nursing assistants perform these and other routine tests during much of their 12-hour shifts.
Every 4 hours, we check the patient's pulse and oxygen saturation just so it can let us know how they're doing.
Right now, Pounds earns just under $12 an hour, but that's going to change next week. She and 9,000 other hourly workers in the UNC Healthcare Network are getting a raise. The system is lifting the minimum wage for Triangle area employees to $14 and will bump it to $15 in July. Pounds said it will let her save a little more.
I think it will definitely give me some wiggle room to be able to enjoy more things. Like I said earlier, I'm in school, so money's tight.
Duke Health already increased its minimum wage. Cone Health will do the same. And Wake Med Health and Hospitals offers a gain share program and other financial incentives. Scott Doak, UNC's Assistant Vice President for Human Resources, says that doesn't mean UNC is playing catch up.
So while we are seeing some movement in the market, we're still on the leading edge of this move to 15.
Still, a better economy has given workers, even at lower income levels, more bargaining power.
There's a lot of competition in the Triangle, as you know. So we're always looking for ways to make sure that we're providing the full experience for our employees. This move is just the latest in one of those experiences.
The wage increase applies to workers only in the Triangle. Doak says workers in other parts of the state might see wage increases, though likely not to the same degree. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.